Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. I'm Deborah Lee, and I will be with you for the next hour as your psychic love doctor. I want to remind those of you who are joining us via Facebook Live on the Psychic Love Doctor show page that you are able to call in too. However, if you are international, we do offer a workaround, which Jim Bowe will explain in just a few minutes. I want to show you all, and of course on Blog Talk Radio, you can't see, but I am holding up a deck of playing cards, regular cards. I could start dealing out poker right now. That's how ordinary these are. It's important that we make this distinction because too often people misunderstand and think what we're doing here are tarot readings or oracle readings, or any other kind of reading. No, we're doing what my grandmother taught me, which is personal prophecy using an ordinary deck of playing cards as the focal point for intuitive perception. Let's bear in mind that whenever you get a reading from anyone, what they're sharing with you and revealing is the potential that a certain situation has in terms of becoming reality within your time frame and within your life. So remember, this involves people, careers. Oh my goodness, it can be so many facets that the cards will bring into play for you to consider the potential. Now, if the cards show you something you don't like or would prefer not to encounter, for instance, if you're in a relationship and we see that it's winding down, we can take a look at why and what will help to revitalize that relationship, which gives you the options of choice and change. So that's one of the things that makes personal prophecy so incredibly dynamic, and it's a real life changer.
Or maybe, you know, some, not every relationship is destined to last forever.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. And for, say, the right person to come along for you who is destined to become your true mate, you'd have to, you know, be moving forward. So, Jim, that's a very good point that you bring up. And we want all of you to understand that we're not just here dealing with love and love relationships. We also can cover just about everything, spanning the spectrum from careers to, relationships, of course, but also family, friends, neighbors, coworkers. I mean, you name it, we can cover it. And we can even take a look at your pet if you're concerned that something is going on with your beloved pet. They can talk to us, too, through the cards. So now I'm going to turn this over to Jimbo Fagans, who rides shotgun with me on these shows, and he's going to tell you how to call in.
Yes, that number is 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in or to Skype in. Skype in, you still put the phone number in. We had a Skyper yesterday. We get lots of Skypers. When you call in, you'll get an automated message telling you you're going on hold, and you'll hear the show, and you will go on hold and hear the show. I did a test because we had problems a couple weeks ago, so I test now every time when the show starts to make sure audio is great, clear, not choppy. Anyway, you'll be on hold. We see you. Don't worry about it. You're not going to get forgotten. You're not going to get lost in some quagmire of callers on hold. We see your entire phone number. We got you in order. It's all good. When we take your call, then you need to please get off speakerphone and Bluetooth stuff if you can legally and safely. It comes out on our end kind of crappy, especially with if you have background noises. If you got any kind of a show going on somewhere, that's got to go off. Lickety split.
Well, there'll be feedback.
Yeah, it'll be just, you'll be weird. It'll be there's a delay, so it really gets not even really feedback. It's just like you hear like a 20-second delay yourself speaking again. It's like, whoa, it's weird. So those are the things. Anyway, thing is, we don't want to have to hang up on you. We rarely do, but every once in a while we have a problem. It's just terrible. If we can't hear you or you can't hear us, it just can't have to end. And sometimes calling back simply can make it happy. If you cannot call in or Skype in, like I think Deborah briefly mentioned, that we will have a messenger option, and it's very popular with international folks for obvious reasons. Can't call in because they're not billionaires. But yeah, you will messenger Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor Show, which means you will have to be friends with her already. And you will only messenger when we ask for messenger calls. Anytime before we don't ask, we're going to have to 86 it because it doesn't have a hold system. So it would just not be good. So that's the deal on the messenger thing. And very rarely, if both of those communication devices go silent, we'll have people type in the room that can't do either. Because sometimes they just can't, you know. Things happen. They have jobs where they just can't. They can make play with their phone, but they can't do anything audible, you know, type of deal. Sometimes they have that. And I suppose if you were in a library, you know, they probably wouldn't want you talking out loud and doing a read. Hey! You know, that kind of thing.
Are there even libraries like they used to have?
They still are. I remember, it's been many years ago, but it wasn't that many years ago, when you were doing research papers and stuff like that, they made you get some sources from the library so you could be familiar with that, so you wouldn't be so dependent on them. They made you pull books and quote them and do all that stuff. So I would imagine they still do that. I would imagine.
Or you can cheat and order them used off Amazon.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how the book world is. There's some books out there that you'll never find on the internet. But it is what it is. All right. Before we get started, should we look at some of the today? Today is Thursday, and every day there's, you know, everybody knows there's a slew of national this or world this. You know what? Let's go through a couple.
And who knows who invents them all?
Yeah, who picks these days? Yeah. But there's millions of them, it seems like. All right, today, two cool things I think that could probably pair well nicely is National Fajita Day and National Ice Cream Pie Day. That sounds like a winner.
I think we know what you've got on the brain.
Well, I just
evening.
Saw those. I was like, fajitas are great.
Yeah.
Ice cream. I don't even have a sugar tooth, but like ice cream cake and ice cream pie, those are kind of exceptional. Like cheesecake.
Yeah.
Cheesecake is pretty exceptional. I don't like have to have dessert every day of my life. I hardly do, but if it was there, I would eat it.
There was another thing for today. Never
I didn't
give up
yet.
Day. Oh, I'm sorry.
Seriously, on a serious note, it is World Breast Cancer Research Day. So we go from ha-ha to serious stuff. So, and that's a world one. That's not just a national day. So, all right, enough of today. What is today? I'm going to go check my list like I'm Santa, but I'm not Santa. I bear no gifts, mind you. All right. Good time is to rock and roll.
Get busy, baby.
651, first caller, land of 10,000 Lakes, Minnesota. 651.
Welcome to the show there, Minnesota. What is your first name?
Hi, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana.
I turned it up a little bit.
It's been a little while since we've heard from you. How are you doing, my dear?
I'm all right. How are you?
Well, we're doing pretty well, and tomorrow.
Rocking and rolling.
Yeah, we love Thursdays because what comes next? Friday.
Yeah, I've always called Thursday like Friday Junior.
Yeah, it kind of is.
It's kind of like a mini Friday, pre-Friday.
So tell us, what's happening for you?
Well, I was just wondering if you'd be pregnant this month or next month.
What in terms of this month or that month?
Pregnancy, did you say? Ah, for whom, you?
Oh, yeah. For me.
What? I never know.
Should we be looking for a star in the sky or?
Yeah,
uh-oh. Uh-oh. Or are you, I don't know how to put it delicately.
Yeah. Playing footsie.
Well, I'm happy about it if I am.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. That's very, very important. Because not everybody is. We know that.
And is there a good man attached to that?
I would hope so, if she's happy.
I want to see what she says. Good man?
He's a good guy.
No wonder we haven't heard from you.
Yeah, but you are. You know what, though? You're kind of right, too. It doesn't. People can be happy about a pregnancy and not really care about the guy that much, just about the kid. A lot of women sometimes just want a kid, and they don't really want the guy, you know?
How do you feel about that, Jim?
I have no problem with that. As long as everybody's honest going into it, you know?
Well, true. And my late husband, Daryl, he used to say that he didn't think men were very attached to their sperm, but that women seem to be more attached to their eggs. Well, Tatiana. Who's Tatiana?
Well, we know who Tatiana is, but that's not who's talking.
Tatiana.
She calls in.
Oh, okay. Well, I wonder if she's thinking about me.
Maybe she's on hold.
You never know. Now that'll be really freaky. Tatiana, the cards kind of went bada boom on that.
Okay.
And I would not be surprised if you've got a little bambino on the way.
Okay, well, that's what she's got her fingers crossed for.
Yeah, well, the cards are saying, yes, ma'am.
She's looking for a time frame.
Awesome.
To see that. Also.
Well, I think she's going to find out. You haven't had a positive test yet, have you?
No, I'll have to wait like a few weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, we women who have been pregnant before, you know, really fast, because there's changes in your body that pretty much indicate. You know, people out there may be eating their dinner. I'm not gonna go into it. But though we know there are early signs.
Signs.
Are
it's
you
all about
seeing
the signs.
Any yet, Christiana?
Well, I mean, it's only been a few days, so
right.
But I was noticing my food tasted really good one day. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
What happened?
Something tasted funny.
Funny?
No, my food tasted really good one day, and I thought, well, this is kind of the same.
And I'll tell you, I didn't just eat in my 5 pregnancies. I grazed. I mean, my nickname was Moby Deb.
Wow.
Because I gained literally 85 pounds with each pregnancy. Couldn't help it. I felt like I was having a hangover every day. And the only thing that made it feel better would be like 3/4 pounders and things like that. So I wouldn't be surprised that you... Now, I want to ask you, how's your mother going to feel about it?
Oh, she wants this.
She wants a, well, you know,
one more
excuse
person
me.
One more person we haven't asked about.
Though. About the man?
Yep.
Well, this guy looks to me like he'd want to actually be married to you. Or, you know, I'm hoping that it is a possibility rather than just some random stranger.
Well, she said it was a good person.
Yeah. So, but I don't know that you're going to say yes. That, I guess, would be your decision. But right now in the cards, it looks very much up in the air. And how are you feeling about that?
Well, there's a few things he needs to take care of first.
Yeah.
Well, life is like that.
We're sure about having a baby, so that's one thing that we've agreed on.
Okay, well,
that's wonderful.
Yep.
And you know, things have changed so much. We're back in my day, and I sound like I'm from like the Victorian age. But back in my day, women just did not consciously set out to become single mothers or to have children out of wedlock. It was very much frowned on. And so we girls from that era, there were times we literally had to beg a guy, please, you know, give my baby a decent name. Where now I'm noticing things have just changed that much. So there's a lot more support and there's a lot more acceptance. And myself, I think it's great, because why should you get stuck in a marriage with somebody you don't even like? You know what I mean? So for you, it's a new beginning for you and your family. I'll tell you that. And I've always seen one, a child for you, I believe.
A papoose.
Yeah.
Bambino.
So I
yeah,
think
that's
it's
exciting.
I'm sorry?
She says it's exciting.
Oh, I think it is, too.
It's going to be pretty exciting at 2 a.m. when that sucker screams and screams and screams and you're trying to get some damn sleep.
But
that's very exciting,
but
let me tell you.
Remember, for her, it's a new beginning.
I'm just saying.
After you've had some tragedy in your
past.
Well,
I understand that. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We know.
You're just making light of it.
You know that is real. You know that it's funny because it's true.
And I have to tell you, to the world about Jimbo here.
Poop diapers flying through the air.
He's practically like a, as a new father, he's practically like a new mother. Because you would get up in the night, you know, you were very present. So.
Yeah, there was, I was better at that, certain wake-ups.
Yeah.
Sometimes that 2 a.m. one was rough, but I could do the 4.
Okay.
Anyway, all right. Let's go.
All right, well, thank you.
No, don't go away.
Yeah, we forgot to tell everybody, stand by for your
angel
card reading.
Yeah, we did
forget. This card doesn't come up much, and Deb probably knows more about this than I do, so after I read it, she'll explain it. Indigo and Crystal Children.
Mm.
Archangel Metatron. Use my transformer.
Mm-hmm.
You have a bond with children. In particular, you can help children who are sensitive.
Well, sensitive in the sense of having extra abilities and gifts.
Because it says indigo and crystal. I've never heard of crystal. I've heard of indigo.
No, us, Christiana. I know you have a background in various metaphysical subjects. What is a crystal child?
You know, I'm not sure about the crystal one, but I know about the indigo.
Right. Yeah,
that the indigo children have come into the world to help to move humanity and civilization forward.
Like
and
little baby, little mini messiahs?
Kind of. And what else do you think, Christiana?
Well, I know that indigos are very strong-willed, so they're very strong all the way around, I think.
Okay.
Which like, for somebody that's going to be helping other people, you need to be strong.
Yes, very much so.
So strong-willed in a positive way. Not like strong-willed.
Yeah, they're like born with a purpose.
Yeah, not like those brats.
So that's something if the rest of you, I don't know, they might still be brats too. We don't know.
Well, as toddlers, they probably are because they're strong-willed. Right.
The rest of you, if you're interested, that would be a good subject to look into.
Yeah, we're going to have to look the other one up, the
crystal children.
I mean, that sounds like something that's not alive. It's like a statue of a child, crystal figurine.
It's hard to say.
But obviously not.
Well,
all righty then.
Well, early congratulations, I hope, are in order.
Yeah, if she saw it,
she's
got a that's one of her best track records on this planet is
with children.
Pregnancy and children and stuff like that.
So shoot me a message. Okay, hon, when you get your test done.
And it might not be this go-around, maybe next go-around, right?
Yeah.
Because she said a month or two.
Yeah, it may not be present as yet, but I don't know. I'm no expert.
Well, I was just saying it could be her next cycle.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying, too, you know. But who am I either? Oh, expert, yeah, I'm far from that. I'm not an expert.
Well, take care, hon. And we await the happy news.
Yeah, call back again now.
Okay. All right, honey. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okie dokie.
Did we lose somebody?
We have a couple that popped off. But see, one thing is, at this time, depending on what time is in, some people are probably traveling. And they're hoping, and then they get to the destination, they have to hang up and do something. You know, they get home, they get to the store.
Mm-hmm.
They get to, the brothel, wherever they're going, and then they got to go do something. Somebody's driving to a brothel. Those places aren't in business.
I don't think they call them that anymore.
They don't. I mean, they do. I think they do in other countries. But I don't think they call them that here. But I don't know. Another thing I am not an expert in, but I am an expert in one thing that I can...
What is that?
Finding our next caller. Okay, we're going to go to area code 559, which is out in California.
Welcome to the show there, California.
Hello, number
what
two.
What is your first name?
Evelyn.
Evelyn.
Hi.
Let me leave. I'm actually, I'm wearing my AirPods. Let me walk outside because I'm at a store, so let me walk outside.
Okay.
I'm out. Hello, hi, I'm Evelyn. Thank you for taking the call.
Absolutely. Yes, have we spoke to you before, Evelyn?
No, you have not.
Well, then we welcome you wholeheartedly to the show.
And thank you for waiting.
Yes.
And I'm excited. Very lovely message you gave us.
I'm sorry?
Are you in a fist fight with somebody?
What a lovely message you gave the previous caller.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yes.
For a while there, you sound like you were playing hacky sack with your cell phone.
Right now, I'm going to the car. I'm trying to eliminate the distractions. I'm in the car.
Sure.
Okay.
Since we have you as a newcomer,
sounds better.
Tell us a little bit about your situation and what question you would like us to bring to the card.
Sure. What you would like to ask, and it does not have to be love.
Well, I'm in a relationship with a man that I believe loves me. I don't know how much, but I think his intentions are genuine with me.
Okay.
And I like him a lot, but maybe it's hard for me to fully, I think, open myself up to the possibility of truly loving someone. I think it's because once you do that, I think you become very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm willing to do that or if I'm capable of becoming very vulnerable and truly loving someone.
So would you like to know his true feelings for you? And
I turned 40 yesterday, and
want
to know.
Well,
thank you. want to know what? Yeah. Want to know if children are in store for me as well. That would be very lovely if they are. I'm open to messages from spirit as well. Then I need to know.
Okay.
That may be valuable for me to know.
Okay, well, real quick, I want to give an international shout-out to Allison from the UK.
Hello there, Allison.
All right, and also, now let's go back to Evelyn. Is your significant other, I will call him because maybe he's not officially, is he about your same age?
No, he is my same age. Well, I'm 3 years older than him, we're very, very close, and he is a significant other.
Well, good.
We're in a relationship.
Honest, full-blown relationship. Okay, good. Is there children involved on either side from other relationships?
No.
Ah, well, there's one less hurdle. Because that can be a problem. Not always, but it can be.
It can be.
Okay, what do you got, Deb? The cards are down.
Well, what I got for you is I feel that definitely children are possible and inevitable. Likely.
40s, no problem.
I want to tell you, I have a woman who works in corporate sports, and she calls me from New York City for readings. The reason I bring her up is she is 53 years old, and she gave birth to her first baby. And it was
Wow.
She's single, and she had it through in vitro. So when she called me for the cards, it was actually about her work that we were working on. But I said, you've got a baby here. And she was like, no, really? And I said, yes. And I said, his little spirit is already circling around you. And boy, I'll tell you, she had to exercise through that whole pregnancy so that she'd be able to rebound, health-wise.
Huh.
But my God, I've seen him on Zoom, and he doesn't miss any meals. Let's put it that way.
That's called healthy.
Yeah, very healthy.
Yeah, you want babies being chubby or good.
A chubby baby.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
Oh, you just want to reach through the monitor and squeeze his little cheek.
That's cool when they're little baby chubs. I mean, they're healthy.
I could see this relationship culminating in marriage or a bond-like marriage. Since a lot of people just aren't doing that whole white dress and every, you know, that whole routine.
Yeah, the big, huge, giant, rent out a freaking arena.
Yeah,
of course,
they're like,
I wouldn't want that huge thing. I'm very simple. A dress would be suffice and, you know, a small dinner. I'm very simple.
And, you know, that money can be used for better things anyway, all
and
that
I
money.
And I have to tell you, what I've learned from the cards is that simplicity is the secret to happiness. And that's why you see all these celebrities with their lavish homes and everything, and they're so unhappy. They can't stay in a marriage, or, you know what I mean? Or they have drug issues, they're alcoholics.
Well, they're surrounded by people that are trying to seduce them,
and
too.
And too much excess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's get back to this. You wanted to, I'm trying to remember now exactly what your question
was. Well, she was looking at their future.
Okay,
maybe
I
want to
know messages from spirit. Specifically, I would say if I'm ever going to become a mother, if I will become a mother.
You said that, right?
Yeah.
I had a miscarriage 2 months ago.
Oh,
I've never had never been pregnant. Yeah, I had never been pregnant. So the fact that I even got pregnant, I was very shocked. I was like, okay, so now I know I'm fertile. Now I know. I looked at it as a positive because it's very sad. It's very easy to go in a downward spiral, you know?
Sure,
so I chose not to go that route, and I went to the other route. Like, okay, now I know that I am capable. I can.
Uh-huh. And you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've had a miscarriage, too. And sometimes these conceptions don't start out right. And it's almost as if they're recalled by the higher power. Because you can't shake a good apple, you know, from the tree.
It's probably like a Darwin thing, you know, the species has to prevail and it has to be the best out of the best, you know. So it's probably human body and Darwin DNA stuff saying, this one ain't right. It's not meant to be.
So it kind of gets recalled.
It says, this ain't it. Sorry.
Now, did your doctor tell you to wait a certain amount of time?
She told me to wait two months, and so I'm going to work and try.
2 months, that sounds pretty reasonable.
I think so, too. Now, the thing with you having issues and fully giving yourself to love, that shows me, even going all the way back to being a child, those that were close to you tended to lie to you. And finding out it was betrayal to you. And when you started dating and having romantic relationships, you had guys that were not faithful and true. And so that has caused some trauma for you. And believe me, I know it. I've had it too. And it takes a lot to work through that. Having a really loving, committed partner. And I believe you do. He's right here.
Well, she said that's a significant other.
Oh, and he will work his tail off.
She's a little afraid to take that leap.
Well, love is a risk.
Oh, man, I'm just saying it is a risk. I mean, it is a risk, but at a certain point, you got to do it or it's not going to really
go. I know.
You have to do it.
Or you'll end up alone.
Or it's going to fizzle out. It's going to go bye-bye if you don't.
So if you can, try not to look back too much and analyze your past. This is a new life for you in many ways, you know. And I think that you are headed into a beautiful period of your life. This guy, the sun rises and sets for him by you. And, boy, you couldn't have anything more, committed as a partner than somebody like him. You know, he has worries, too, that you will change your mind, is what I hear. That he worries you will change your mind. But now be careful now when you open. Go ahead. I know you want to say something.
Yeah,
go
definitely.
Ahead.
It's your call.
No, you're right. You're right. Because he was referring to me as his wife. And I told him, I'm basically we're partners. I'm not your wife. I'm not going to give you that title until we get married. And he was very taken aback and very offended. But I told him.
Yeah,
he was like, well, I consider you my wife. I'm like, well, I'm going to consider you my husband once you become one, become my husband.
Are you actually, did you, anybody talk about being engaged officially?
I know he has an engagement ring.
Yeah.
But it's not on your finger yet, right?
No.
So I've seen it. He doesn't know I've seen it, though.
Oh,
oh, you're a sneaky snake.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Detective Evelyn.
In his heart, he's already married to you. You know.
Well, he's saying wife, yeah.
This is simply a, what do you call it? Like a official
formal.
It's actually, you know, Ken, it's that legal thing.
Well, and that, yes. But I don't see. He just has worries that he isn't good enough for you and that he doesn't deserve you. But he'll realize you picked him. You're not going to pick a slug to be the father for your child or anything like that. So he'll need to calm down a little bit with that. But it looks really good. I think you'll be calling us before too terribly long to tell us you are expecting again. Remember, sometimes these little souls, when the body hasn't gone right, and it has to, you know, be taken, you know what I mean, it's the process of miscarriage. Those little spirits will try again.
They go back in the queue.
Yeah, I truly believe that's going to happen, yeah.
I do, too.
They go back in the bean queue, like they're on hold.
I wouldn't be surprised that you will carry a boy first. And he's going to have kind of a wild spirit about him.
Wild.
Yeah. What?
Oh my, a wild one.
Well,
I'm 40. Remember, I turned 40 yesterday.
You know what though?
Yeah.
That's not uncommon for boys.
It isn't, and he's going to be a when he grows up. I'm seeing him being a globetrotter, and he's going to get out there.
Not a basketball kind.
I don't. No, not no a Harlem globetrotter. No. But he's going to really make things happen in the world.
In the world.
Yeah,
oh, that's
but you're
amazing. That's beautiful.
You and his father, you're going to just shake your head sometimes because he's going to pop up with some really, like, out of this world thoughts.
They do that sometimes. They'll just be like, where'd that come from? That doesn't sound like somebody that age. Yeah.
So I think what it is he's coming with a brilliant mind.
Brilliant.
And he's going to have a hard time sitting in the schoolroom when he would really just like to go and discover the world and, you know, so.
Man, but you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. You guys will figure it out. You will.
Wow, what a beautiful reading.
Yeah, and
well,
you have an angel card now.
Stand by for your angel card reading. This is just a one card or so. I'm going to wrap up. Doesn't take that long. Frosting on the cake, if you could look at it that way. Subject, victory.
Ooh.
Archangel Stambophon. Your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith.
There it is. That's spirit
beautiful.
Right there. Yep. Well, you're going to be a mama soon.
Mama
and a wife. Yep.
Oh, that's well. What a blessing. A blessing. You just really put a smile on my face.
Oh, I'm so glad. And don't be a stranger. We're here almost every night.
Yeah, we're here a lot of times.
So if you would like to call in more, you know, you certainly can.
You can call back every single show we have, just once per show, that's all.
Yes.
And I'll call just to listen in, but not to participate. Let other callers get a chance, you know.
Oh, don't worry. You're not talking. You're like tonight's a moderate night. So that's why
we're taking more time with people. And
that's good.
Great. Anytime you have a question, you like some insight, that's what we're here for.
You know where to find us.
That's right. So take care.
Well, thank you so much. I want to continue listening in, if you don't mind.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh no, I don't hang up on anybody. I put everybody back on hold so they can continue to listen. They can hang up on their own if they want.
Okay then.
Yep, see,
thank you and God bless you.
Because Christiana is still listening too. All right. Real quickly though.
Yes.
we're going to open up the floor
for
our messenger folks. We're going to take the first messenger folk. We'll give them about 30 seconds. Don't fret those that are on hold. We got plenty of show left. We guarantee you get your reading. I guarantee it. Those are on hold. Guarantee it. We have every, except Monday, every day we have the power to extend the show, so we don't screw anybody over that's been on hold. The floor is open. And we'll just wait a few more seconds and we'll go back to the phones and we can go back to message again later if the person wandered off, which happens like when you're on Facebook too. Maybe they had to go pee-pee poo-poo and they didn't take their phone with them, you know? Most people do, though, mind you. Oh, you laugh. What's that thing in the bathroom that's mounted on the wall?
I don't know.
The cell phone holder?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Most people do. It's the new magazine. Remember the magazine racks people used to have in their...
Yeah.
Now it's remembering your cell phone because you have infinite amount of magazines at your fingertips. All right.
They are just watchers and listeners.
No, I had... Allison was asking from the UK.
Okay.
But she maybe had to go do something real quick. But if she's still here, we'll go back to Messenger after this. Right now, we're going to go to area code 516, which is in New York, the great state of New York. 516, you're the next caller.
Hello, New York. What is your first name?
Hi, Deborah. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Hi,
and
Kavita,
you are
in New York. How are you?
Oh, hello there, Kavita. How you doing?
How's it going?
Oh, my God. I had a crazy day. I was at my mom's house today, and she drove into her garage, and she stepped on the accelerator and slammed into the side of the house. There's a hole in the side of a house, and she panicked over, and she went back and banged into my father's car, parked in his garage, and the house is a disaster. It was horrible.
No.
That is horrible, and it's more common than people think.
And you know what?
It's not
necessarily age-related, because I have a friend, actually, who she drove her car into a convenience store parking lot, like 22 years old, and oh, my goodness, instead of the brake. And thank God nobody was near the door, because she went right through the glass and everything. Nobody got hurt, but she was super embarrassed, you know. Your mother must be so upset.
Very upset, yeah.
But that's why we carry insurance on our vehicles and our homes, you know. That's why we have it. We hope you never, ever, ever, ever have to use it in the perfect world, but that's why you have it.
True.
And you know what they say? Forrest Gump said it. Shit happens.
He did.
Well, that's what they said. You watch Forrest Gump.
I can use an uplifting message. Anything you can get that's uplifting.
Yeah, I bet you. But was there any injuries?
No, thank goodness.
There's one uplifting message right there, because, you know, those things can go worse.
So is the home open to the public?
Well,
I mean,
open to the atmosphere.
Yeah, could people get in there? Or,
actually open to the public. It's kind of scary. The den door is locked, but still,
Yeah, we got you. Yeah, that part of the, well, I guess, the next phase.
Are they staying in there?
They are, but, we're getting an adjuster coming tomorrow.
Yep.
They didn't come in today, and a contractor tomorrow, hopefully.
And you know what? It's fixable.
Yeah.
It is. That's why you have insurance.
Yeah.
It sucks. They can relocate and just not access that part of the house, so that's a positive part. But there's some positives on the negative, you know. But it is still, it would ruin my day.
And think, goodness, nobody got hurt.
Well, that's the positive, you know. There's the positive. I always try to take the positive. Glass half full is pretty hard sometimes, easier said than done, but that could have been so much worse.
Thank God she didn't hurt anyone. That's good.
Right. Or herself, even. You know, she could have panicked.
That is a blessing in all of that. I mean, look at what Anne Hayes did with that car when she drove into that. That was a tragedy. But thank God the lady in the house wasn't right there.
Right. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of luckies there. Well, yeah. And obviously there was still tragedy. But anyway, all right, your cards are down.
I wanted to say to anybody who's listening that hasn't had a reading or, you know, can't really see what we're doing, we're using a 24-card layout so that I can kind of see different areas in a caller's life. And also it gives me the opportunity to show those who are watching what you would get in a private session with me, that I would use the same layout. We would just lay it out several times instead of during the show. Due to time constraint, we have to only lay them out once.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Otherwise, our show would be bad.
Well, I'm going to tell you there, Miss Kavita, that man is still here for you. He is still the one that I said is like a multimillionaire type. And he is getting closer and closer to meeting you. He's very much caught up in business right now. Since the pandemic, it seems like more construction supplies are coming through. So his companies, I think he has more than one company, they're stepping things up. And but he's hovering in your card. Yes, he certainly is. So
I've been hearing about him for years and years and years.
Yes. Well, you know, remember, time is a man-made, what do you want to call it, like a
it's
invention.
A measuring device that we made, obviously, just because some cultures were obsessed with it, you know?
Oh, yeah, they were.
Yeah.
And so, but if you think about it, if we had no clocks, we would just probably go from sunrise to sunset every day.
Yeah, I mean, that was very primitive. They came up with at least sundials and stuff, you know, whatever, back in the day. But anyway.
Well, your uplifting message that you were hoping would be in your cards is that, first of all, I'm perceiving it won't take much to get your parents' house fixed. That's a good thing.
Contractors, they know their shit.
Yes, and they are really hungry for work these days.
Hungry like the wolf.
Kind of really like that. Otherwise, let's see what we've got here. You are definitely a lady that could have a lot of dates if you wanted to. But the fact that you prefer to stay focused on finding quality with, say, the right man has really enabled you to dodge a lot of bullets. You know, a lot of times people think, I was looking at this too. I'm a 4-year widow, and some of my friends have said, gee, don't you think it might be time? And I'm like, no, I don't. I don't like the men in my age group. They're old. And some of them think they're going to be playboys now. And it's like, oh, please, you know, don't embarrass yourself that way. For you, though, it just means that you're keeping the field. You know, the field is clear for Mr. Right. Not Mr. Right now, but Mr. Right to come along. So I feel that it's moving closer and closer. So, and I do see a big upswing after the first of the year in terms of your art.
It's not that far away.
No, it's not.
Because you're starting to wrap.
Yeah, so Jim, what do we got for our lady here?
All right, your angel card reading before we depart. Relationship harmony. Archangel Raguel, we angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are being resolved now. So you got to factor that in, to what's going on in your life.
If that refers to the present, possibly more to the future.
Yep, we don't know. Maybe she'll have to think about that, how that applies. Relationship harmony.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be the future when that person comes along.
That's right.
One never knows.
Well, good luck to your mom and dad, but I think that they'll be back to normal in no time.
They'll be back to normal.
Oh, great. Yeah. Thank you so much.
They might get some new carpeting, new windows or something out of it. They're going to get some new stuff that might make them feel better.
Yeah,
you got to think of positive out of a horrible negative.
So thank
you,
honey.
It's scary. The car is stuck in the garage. It looks horrible right now.
Oh, I'm sure.
But as long as it's structurally
okay.
Yeah, and those contractors, that's not their first rodeo.
No, that's true. They are. So please take care and be in touch. We love hearing from you. We do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you. We're going to put you on hold in case you want to listen to the show. It's up to you, or you can hang up.
Hello there, Amy. Hi.
Is Amy?
Yes. How are you doing,
Amy?
I'm good. I'm at work, so I wasn't able to sit on hold. Sorry.
That's all right.
Hey, that's your call. That's your,
yes.
So to speak.
Yes.
I went to go see Mark like you suggested the other day.
Yes.
He didn't open the door or anything, so I left that. I don't know if you got it.
What? Well, I think it's good that you went there. Are you sure he was inside?
Yeah, he was inside, I think.
That's better.
His car was there.
All right. Well, then he's likely inside.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a pretty good indication.
And
yes.
Amy, you and I need to arrange tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be home all day tomorrow and night.
Okay. Well, I'll be in touch. We'll do it in the afternoon, okay?
Probably
okay. Early.
Early to mid. Well,
she's in Illinois.
I have to give a topic for tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Hey, that's your dime.
I was wondering how he's doing and what. Yeah. Got that or not?
Okay, I'm going to look at that right now for you.
All right. And I want to we got a new caller on hold. I just want to let you know we see you. You're on hold. You're listening to the show. We got you. Don't look at that clock. Don't sweat it. If somehow it gets close to the hour, we'll extend it. We will not stick it to you like Uncle Sam does sometimes or the IRS. We got you back.
And I still haven't got my taxes back yet.
No.
Okay, speaking of sticking it to you and IRS.
Oh, yeah,
yep.
For sure.
Yep.
It's like trying to fight City Hall. After my husband passed, after he passed away in 2018, what happened is they started to come after me and put liens on bank account and, any of the benefits that I was receiving from him financially because he didn't file 2015 taxes.
Wow. Yeah, see, I don't know why I haven't got my tax return back yet or if I'm
going to
get back.
Well, they took thousands of dollars.
Over a small amount. They kept, they have the ability to do things that, banks and credit card companies can't
they
do.
They kept adding interest and penalties, and now I see in news stories, the IRS is, what would you call it, forgiving billions in tax debt, and I'm thinking, why wasn't that there for me?
They're forgiving squat.
Okay, now Mike, there's a woman figuring here. I don't believe it's you. I'm wondering if it could be his mother, because
is it me or Jen?
I'm sorry.
Is it his ex, Jen?
Could it be the ex or the mom?
I don't think it's the ex. I think this is his
mother,
she's very down, and she's calling him and trying to get him to get help or to pull himself together, and he's not listening. Yeah, I think that it wouldn't hurt for him, seriously, to seek some help.
Well, of course.
He might even need to be admitted to a psych.
Quite possibly, an evaluation center.
Yeah.
Where they evaluate you.
He won't talk to me, he won't answer me, he won't nothing.
You got to go to one of those intake places where they evaluate you for chemical, mental, physical. Sometimes it's chemistry. Drugs can fix it sometimes.
And, his mother are making him very agitated. Maybe that's a good thing is what I think looking at this.
Wow.
You're irritating him because you two won't leave him alone.
Well, a lot of people that are, going down that road. But he might still be thinking that.
Did you say anything through the door?
Huh?
Did you say anything through the door?
I said, Mike, are you there? See me. I got this for you. I'm leaving it. If you want to see me, open the door. If not, I'll leave.
I'm not seeing a big change coming soon. But he can change that. In 5 minutes right now.
At least you have no regrets.
Yes,
you made the attempt, and you have no regrets on your actions.
Right, does it look like you're going to get a hold of me still? Because I still have feelings like you're going to come back, but I don't know.
I see it definitely has great potential for him to contact you. But the thing is, you and his mother are like broken records, if you know what a record is.
For somebody that's got a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like harping at him.
Yeah, people that got are in denial of a problem.
Oh,
yeah.
Big time.
They're going to be like, God damn it, leave me alone about this subject.
And you know, people that are, and you, I'm sure you know this from your nursing background.
Yeah, she probably definitely knows.
Oh, I'm
that.
A psych nurse.
Oh, well, then.
Well, there you go.
Then she knows more than us.
And you probably frighten him because of that.
Oh, I bet.
That because of your background, it's too bad we can't just get, too bad we can't take people into custody that act like this, you know.
They're affecting themselves, but you have to prove it.
Yeah, they got to do some really drastic crap, really.
Really hard.
Yeah, it is very difficult. They got to do some bad stuff.
I think the more that he knows that you're hovering, the more he is inevitably going to reach out. If for no other reason than to tell you to shut the F up. Leave me alone.
But it's a sign. Yeah. It's a start of a communication, yeah. Even if it's a negative thing.
That's right.
It is at least a door opened up a little bit.
Yeah, rather than the complete silence.
Complete silence. Somebody says, leave me alone, I'm fine. It's like, well, at least there was words spoken.
And Amy, the last time I did your reading, I felt he was in danger of possibly doing some serious harm
and?
To himself. I'm not seeing that now. I'm seeing him mad. That people won't get off his back, you know. And, you know, that's what love is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if you got some things going on, you know, you're blind to that.
Well, the thing is, if
right
you're,
now,
if you're going down Shit Creek
yeah.
and somebody's paddling a canoe after you, that's love.
It is, but
yeah.
they don't well, recognize that right now.
Everybody can
message
you today or just leave
them
alone for a couple days.
Well, do you think he's blocked you on his phone?
It's such a fine line.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a fine
line. Because when you get blocked, you don't even know it.
I know.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fine line to decide what is the right frequency of communication.
And,
you know, is it every day? Is it every 2 days? Is
you,
it once a week? That's
you
all,
would
I,
likely
yeah.
know better than we do. Or you have somebody you could ask that's, you know, an authority on.
Yeah, resources that, you know.
Because I wouldn't want to say, be relentless, keep after him, and then what, he jumps off a bridge?
You definitely don't want
you
to
know?
Do, you got to find that perfect window, which, yeah, perfect. That's how often do we find the perfect window?
You don't.
Right.
But now you left him that thing that he wanted, and maybe wait till, does he work on the weekend?
Supposed to, but I had a girlfriend that I work with tell me that they saw him at the bar Friday night. That he walked in there, he got an alcohol beverage, he sat down, he drank it, he gave a cup back to the bartender, and he left. And she said he looked like hell. He was by himself, didn't talk to anybody, nothing.
Mm, that's kind of strange.
Yeah, it's scary.
And he was at work on Friday night from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till 11:39.
So you can't go down there and scope it out.
No, no. I don't know where he really hangs out at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and do you work Saturday, too?
Yeah, he works Saturday 11 to 11.
And, oh, gosh. You know, maybe he's snapping from all of this where he just wants to hibernate or become a recluse for somebody to go in a bar, have one drink, and leave.
His mom said he's been doing nothing but sleeping to her off.
No, it's a sign of depression.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
he's
knows.
Got
she knows that.
It,
she knows that.
Yeah. And what's sad with these people, Amy, is it can be so easy to correct with medication and therapy. You know, they don't have to suffer
some
like
some people are purely clinically depressed. It's pure
yeah.
chemistry. You know, so, not some people, not everybody.
But they
still should have some
that
therapy.
Out. They
oh,
can,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to one
if
of those.
I was trying to go into this depression before I left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you. I'm saved. Say it again.
Ask that again.
You know, I know he got depressed because his uncle died, but am I what pulled him into it deeper by leaving?
No. Mm-mm. If anything, you made him happy to be able to be the lone wolf. But when you come by and you, you know, knock on the door or you're leaving him messages or et cetera, et cetera, it's, I think it's good for him to be irritated because if he was really hopeless, he wouldn't give a care what you say or do. But I see him here, and he's you and his mother are driving him crazy in a good way.
Yeah, it's not like crazy where he's going to start buying rope and knives
yeah, exactly.
and cyanide or anything. It's crazy like Damn it, I don't want to come off this path right now that I'm on.
If you know his address, have you thought about writing him a letter?
She's gone there to his house.
Yeah, then maybe you ought to write him a letter, a snail mail letter.
Old school. Okay. Old school. Holy
and
crap.
So he'll open it, have somebody else address it in case he knows your handwriting.
Gosh. Or just don't.
He doesn't.
He doesn't?
Oh, okay, or you can just print it too or something.
Yeah, print it out.
All right.
I think you ought to do that. And just don't put him in a frenzy, you know. Here's your angel card, my dear, and I'll get with you for tomorrow.
And you were very patient with all the problems and not being able to be on hold. She was here the whole time.
Oh.
So stand by for your angel card reading, Amy. Courage is the subject. Archangel Ariel, be courageous and stand up for your beliefs.
There it is. That life is worth living. That came to me just now. And that's the message
I think
you need
if you
to
believe,
get.
Yeah, I think it's for you, too. If you believe that you can be there for that person, then stand up and be courageous and don't give up.
Yep.
Some people are going
to Okay, honey. Bless you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right. Love you, too.
Thank you for being patient with us.
Yep.
I've extended the show, so the next caller doesn't have to worry they're not getting the shaft.
We have someone else?
Yeah, we do have another.
Oh.
We have somebody, area code 216 from Ohio. 216.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome.
Hello and welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Patricia.
Hello, Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Have we spoken with you? I think we did. Have we?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, glad to have you back.
Welcome back. I recognize the area code, but, you know, more than one person lives there.
Sure.
So, yeah, you know.
So, Patricia,
yes.
Brings you to the show tonight.
What can we do you for tonight?
Yes, thank you. I'd like to know. I've been thinking about it in the back of my mind. Is this the right time, season, to create a digital product asset and then obviously, find an audiences that have needs and that I can help with, take away pain, create a digital asset plus consider becoming a coach in connection, well, for helping, you know, determining, you know, the audience needs, but it's still a good time, season to start this process using one of the platforms. Like.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're talking about creating a digital
device,
computer platform?
No, like a digital asset, like a mini course.
Okay. Yeah. So something like a class course or something like that, correct?
Is
right,
this
right.
Have...
And then I'll expand on that.
Is
through one of
multi...
the online.
Okay. Multifaceted, Patricia?
Well, online, basically.
Yeah. Will it cover several topics?
Yeah. Is there some particular subject or you want to be general or what?
Yeah,
do you
I don't think you should say what it is.
You could give us a clue.
But otherwise, keep it to yourself so it doesn't give somebody else the light bulb.
Is it a very specific subject or is it broad?
I'm starting to go on to search on Google and places like Reddit and, you know, other search engine types to find out what people and get into those forums and see if there's a pattern people are asking, you know, questions, you know, what are their concerns, what are they in pain about, you know, and then...
All right, well, I've got one great big word for you, Patricia. Yes, yes, yes.
Now is the time.
Yes, very much.
The iron is hot, strike.
It went bada-boom.
Like a blacksmith, iron is hot, strike
and
now.
Oh, my gosh, there's an opportunity here to make an abundant amount of financial security for yourself.
And expand your being able to help people.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of times those people go on to help other people. So.
And it's really going to blossom into something very big. And the cards are insisting, absolutely, don't let grass grow under your feet. The time is now. Look at all the people in this world, like you said, people in pain, others that are senselessly, you know, becoming addicts or killing themselves, et cetera.
And the news media is bringing everybody down automatically, depressing people when you turn the news on.
Yes, and you're going to attract attention of a gentleman here right away I got the intuitive message. Someone like Jimmy Kimmel is going to be very interested in what you're doing, and this will launch you big time. So absolutely.
Oh. It's good that she's been doing a lot of the background and the research, and you should continue to do that. So you, when you start right.
Yes. And I really feel, hon, that you're going to find one door opening right after another because you're on the right path.
The domino effect.
Where a lot of people will create something and then they bang and bang on doors that are just never going to open. But boy, for you, and make sure you protect your work, because I don't, this is unfortunate. I'm seeing a couple of women here that wouldn't mind.
Oh, there's been, you know, the thievery, because of the digital electronic world we live in, the thievery has gone up.
It's unbelievable.
It's so it's easier for them to build it in those days. You know, they had to get your hard copy of manuscript. Now they can just take it off the internet.
And eventually, you're right. And eventually, I feel, at least from what I see, under Sure to Come True, which everybody knows, I love that designation.
How could you not like it?
You can't miss what's in there. It's going to come.
Even if it's bad, you still got to like it because you can be really prepared for it.
Exactly. Thank you.
Like
you
like
are going
much.
To have a male friend. It's very platonic and very wonderful. And he's going to want to partner with you. And I think it's going to be very successful. You may not even know him yet.
Well, probably not, because you're just now. You're just starting to get the feeling out there, doing feelers, doing research.
But it's going to blossom. It's going to be good. Yep. It's really going to be wonderful, not just for the world, but for you too. Yep.
And typically when people ask these types of questions, they kind of know the answer. They just want a backup. They want a reassurance.
A confirmation.
They kind of like, I feel like it's right, but I want somebody else to think they kind of agree with me.
Exactly.
Which is nothing wrong with that.
All right. Let's go for the, there we go.
Stand by for your... angel card reading. Subject, I've never had this card yet. I haven't been doing this for like years, but spiritual understanding. Archangel Raziel, I am bringing you esoteric information and symbols and helping you understand spiritual truths.
Now that is awesome.
Well, I mean, she's getting into that business now, classes and stuff, so yep.
Yes, and if you need to hear any of this again, remember that the shows are posted on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Blog Talk archives them, and if you're on Facebook, you can go to the Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page, and we post
archive them too.
And we have it'll be the video version too, plus the audio. I mean, we right now as we're doing this Blog Talk, we have a camera recording Facebook Live right now.
So Patricia, very exciting work and vision. Yes, you have a hand of God on your shoulder.
The iron is hot.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. Never have I seen YES come through so strongly. Yep. So bless you, darling, and talk to us again soon.
Yeah, you're the last caller, but not the least.
That's right. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming to us tonight.
Thank you. Hope you call again.
Yes.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Yes, you too.
You do so as well.
And now we're at that time of the evening.
We're at the time where we
turn
do the big wrap.
Yeah, and it comes. This was a good show tonight.
Our Blog Talk show has ended.
Yes.